And finally from us, singing for harmony. Therapists in Boston have found a unique way to reach people hoping to overcome trauma. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown reports as part of our ongoing coverage of the intersection of health and arts for our Canvas series about music therapy.
The morning sing-along at the Greater Boston Chinatown Golden Age Center. Popular Chinese songs, mostly from the 1960s to 80s, formative years for the participants. Older immigrants, now retired, most with little to no English, in many cases without family nearby. Time for fun and, says Mingyuan Lau, an important form of therapy.
There's a lot of value to Western medicine, but there's also the arts that brings us life. What is life when you are living to 100 years old but without enjoyment or without connection to one another? That's also a form of health. So in that way, yeah, music therapy can provide health.
Lau is a music therapist and assistant professor at Boston's Berklee College of Music. Known for educating and training top musicians, but also for 30 years for offering a different kind of training. For a growing profession that uses music to address physical, emotional, cognitive, and other forms of health through a variety of clinical techniques. With this population, Lau says, reaching people in unexpected ways.
Using music in a way to guide our conversations towards things that they don't usually talk about.
And you find that works?
That works very well because the music experience helps lower their defenses. Mm-hmm. They don't know that they're actually processing their past experiences and actually sharing those similar experiences with one another. They assume that each other has that, but they don't name it. Mm-hmm. Music therapy is a chance for them to name it.
The Chinatown Golden Age Center, founded in 1972 and now comprising three locations, offers a wide variety of services to Chinese elders, including legal aid, food banks, and exercise classes at a drop-in center. Health services, including mental health, are another big area, especially for an aging population of people who often find themselves linguistically and culturally isolated and alienated, and for whom there remains a large stigma to expressing their feelings. Megan Chung is the center's associate director and herself a licensed social worker and nurse.
We see a lot of anxiety disorder. We see a lot of depression. For Asian American, we don't tell you that we are depressed. We only physically exhibit some of the symptoms.
They don't say it because?
Because culturally, they don't really. If you tell people that I'm depressed or something, they will look down on you. Our culture doesn't allow people to express that emotionally. So I think music therapy is a way to heal. Sometimes words cannot express, but music can.
93-year-old Situ Pin comes to the Golden Age Center every weekday, picked up on a shuttle van. He's lost his wife, and his daughter lives on the West Coast. The sessions here have helped him speak more openly of his feelings.
I feel lonely and isolated. I feel that life is meaningless and dull. There's no joy or purpose in it.
So coming here, you get to experience some joy and fun.
Music makes me happy. It helps me forget the things that happened in the past.
In fact, Mingyuan Lau believes music is also helping Situ Pin and others in this group, all suffering dementia, with their cognitive memory. Lau and the students working with him use the songs to help prompt conversation, raising simple questions or memories with the dementia patients.
Mr. Pin, where are you from?
I'm from Kaiping.
With another non-dementia-focused group, the questions were more open-ended and abstract.
If you take your friend to your hometown, what are you going to show them?
The aim here, to build connections and sociability.
Mr. and Mrs. Mai.
If friends come to Guangzhou, I am going to host them with
crispy roast suckling pig.
In this group, the Mize, Huerong Lu and Yao Kwan, both 71 and self-described high school sweethearts. They've been in the U.S. since 1999 and worked hard in blue-collar jobs before retiring and moving into senior low-income subsidized housing. And they clearly enjoy these music sessions.
Singing makes me happy. It lifts my mood and keeps me from feeling depressed. It helps me handle things better in life and improves my quality of living. Plus, I get to know more people, and we all feel joyful together.
I've loved singing ever since I was little, especially songs from the 1980s and after. I enjoy meeting elders and talking about our life experiences and singing together. It's good for my breathing, and it makes me feel cheerful and happy.
Mize have now started singing at home as well.
The two of us sing together while following karaoke tracks on the TV.
Do you get up and dance?
No dancing.
No dancing.
Just sing.
Just how much this kind of therapy impacts the rest of participants' lives and overall health is an area of continuing study. 21-year-old Jaiwen Ong from Hong Kong and Singapore studies music therapy as well as voice at Berkeley. She helps lead these sessions as part of her clinical training.
A lot of music therapy goals, we aim to make them transferable. What that means is that we design goals in the session, for example, preventing cognitive decline, or engaging with participants, or increasing happy emotions. And through that, we hope that participants would transfer those skills into their own life.
23-year-old Irene Chow from Hong Kong majors in both piano and music therapy.
Music therapy brings psychology and music together. As I play piano, I could feel really different emotions through playing different chords. And I want to let the clients or like let other people can feel different emotions through music as well. I think that's so powerful.
As for Mingyuan Lau, one of their Berklee College of Music professors, he cites continuing studies in the field of neuroscience, as well as what he and other music therapists are experiencing in the field.
There's so much we are working on right now to understand what is happening to us physiologically as human beings when we're experiencing music. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even scratched the surface yet. What Berklee is focused on in right now is, what do our patients want from us? What do communities want from us? How do we evaluate that? And how can we deliver services that patients want?
A small program centered on one specific community, a growing field finding new ways to impact and enrich lives. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Greater Boston Chinatown Golden Age Center.